Hi, this is Dr. Tom Rogers coming to you with a weekly podcast of the Common Sense MD. Today I have a very special guest, and I'll have to tell you how I met her a few weeks ago at a conference. But her name is Christy Schultz, and she's from a company named Neurogen. As you know, I do a lot of work with brain health. You know, a lot of us are worried about our hearts, everything else, but we ignore our brains, and the brains run everything. You know, I have a lot of experience with patients over 38 years. My own mother died of Alzheimer's disease, and we see so many people with Parkinson's and all these neurodegenerative diseases. We see ADHD. We see patients trying to recover from strokes. I did a lot of work with the football team for 30 years. I saw a lot of concussions. And your company takes a premise that tries to heal the brain. So, Christy, welcome. Thank you so much. We met at a conference for the Children's Defense Fund several weeks ago. It was a wonderful conference and put on by Dr. Denise Sibley. And that was just a great conference. But we talked a lot about COVID on that day, didn't we?
Yep.
But that's all I have to say about that for right now. Let's talk about brains. How did you get interested in healing the brain?
Okay, well, my background has been working to heal people, okay? So I have a health education background and also human factors and ergonomics. So my career dealt with musculoskeletal injury prevention,
okay?
Strained sprains type things in the workplace. And we'll talk about COVID for a second because COVID hit and, you know, it changed everybody. It changed, you know, how we worked, and everybody was going home or stressing out. And during that time, I was like, we are seeing more mental health stuff going on than how we can talk about how people are working. So that sparked concern and, you know, interest of mine. Fast forward a few years, I got introduced to Neurogen through family. My sister-in-law and met the CEO, Greg Gillespie of Neurogen, and she became very interested in it. It was sharing also. I was seeing how it was helping her family, her kids. They have adopted kids as well. And I'm like, I want to do that. I want to bring that here. We don't have it here.
You're from California.
I'm from Northern California. Yes. The Sierra Mountains. Yes.
Awesome.
And, so I was just at a point where I just didn't want to go get a job. I wanted to do something that would help make a difference in our community here. And so I started this.
And you're doing it.
So I started this a little over a year ago. So this Neurogen Brain Balancing is a company based out of Southern California. It started in about 2018. And a little bit about the background, because I think it kind of hits a passion note for me, is that Greg was it's a veteran-founded company. Greg was a 30-year Marine, 10 tours, and he had TB brain injuries. He had severe PTSD. He was on all kinds of medications, etc. And the company that makes the technology part of this wanted someone that had really bad symptoms or bad conditions. And so he was beta 1 human to be tested with this technology. Right. And anyway, so he did really well with it. So much fast forward again, he's like, I'm going to have a company here because I want to make this available to all veterans and people that are struggling, because it does help. It's not like I can say, oh, this will do it, but the likelihood, it gives people an option that is away from taking pills, getting shots. It's more of a holistic, it's not medical, but it definitely, and there's science behind it too. It is a science backed and it's FDA registered.
Tell me about the technology behind this, what the thought is. You know, I've read about it, and I'm a huge believer, always have been, of neurofeedback or biofeedback, because I know it works. That's a proven thing, but a lot of people don't have the time for it, or they don't believe in it. They just want a pill, like you say.
Mm-hmm.
But biofeedback is a very useful tool. Now, this takes that a step further, doesn't it? Because you're actually doing an EEG. Explain the technology behind this thing.
Okay, so this is, there's So neurofeedback has been around since probably the 60s. And there's different types of neurofeedback. Traditionally, most people know of there's active and there's passive neurofeedback. Active is where the person has to actively be training their brain. They're listening to something, they're watching something, and they're actively doing something in an exercise to train their brain. There's also passive. That's where we use the EEGs, and that's what Neurogen is. It's passive. And it's pretty cool because my clients just have to sit in a chair and relax. They can talk. They can be quiet. Sometimes we listen to music, whatever they want to do. And what happens is we use the EEG leads that's hooked up to a computer that was designed by an electrical engineer. And he originally had designed this system. So it's basically a laptop and a box that we plug the leads into. And then we use these electrodes, and we basically use it to point it onto different points of the brain. These are different brainwave patterns. And so we basically just, they sit and relax, and I basically move these around the head depending on what the condition someone's talking about. Maybe it's PTSD, maybe it's insomnia, autism, it might be anxiety, depression. So I kind of hear it a lot of different conditions that people are struggling with, and I set goals with them on what we want to accomplish, what we want to do with them.
The brain is so fascinating, so complex, but mm-hmm. basically you have a bunch of electricity running around in your brain. That's how thoughts connect.
Yep.
That's how
yep.
motor functions happen, is it's electricity. And that's why we've used these EEGs for many decades to analyze why somebody's having a seizure, what area of the brain that's damaged. I mean, gosh, when I first started out in medicine, there were no MRIs. There were CAT scans, but really, we did EEGs to kind of guess if somebody had a brain tumor mm-hmm. or something really structurally wrong with the brain. So this is known technology.
Right.
So you have to understand how the brain works. So it is a bunch of electrical impulses that connect through different chemicals, neurotransmitters. So you're trying to get to the root cause of the problem, you need to look at these abnormal patterns, right?
Right. Well, what happens is when people are having these struggles, the brain gets into a poor loop, basically. And the EEGs, it's a low impulse electricity, like 1/100th of a battery type of, people do not feel it. Like once in a while, someone will say they'll feel a little tingle or something, but it's very rare. So they don't feel it. But it's basically it's working to guide the brainwaves into those healthy patterns to kind of get back on track, is how I explain it to people. You got maybe like a busy brain going on, or there's a poor loop going on, and the protocols that we use is used to help guide the brain onto healthy patterns again.
And she went through a lot of training for this. We talked about it at the conference. But so the basic premise is that you have a continually running EEG to look at these patterns. And this same machine is giving off these small electrical impulses to try to guide it to a little more safer pathway and shut down the abnormal pathway.
More or less,
pathway.
Yes. Well, actually, what it does is each session is there's 16 movements that go on. So I'll set it, and then I'll basically push a button. The computer does the work. And it works for maybe about 15, 20 seconds, and then it stops, and it goes back to another screen. So then I move the leads to the next section, push the button again, and then it goes back. And what it's doing is there's a grounding and references that are feeding into the computer, and then as I'm moving the leads around the head, it's feeding into the brain. So it works that way. So I'm watching amplitude and frequency patterns on the screen to see basically how busy things are going on. And I'm also looking for some parts of the screen that we have where it's showing it's connecting, it's guiding, it's leading. Sometimes if someone's not sleeping well or other things are going on, I call it squirrely. It might be a little bit more squirrely of what I'm seeing. And I tell my client, I go, oh, I'm seeing it work to guide. It's working to connect. Mm-hmm. You know, that's our goals. So
a lot of times I know when they run EEGs in neurology, sometimes they'll do a sleep-deprived EEG. Mm-hmm. They almost want the brain in an area where it's in the most flux. Does that matter to you, or can you do it at any point?
I do it at any point. Okay. Yeah. I deal with a lot of people, and I know even for me personally, insomnia was something I struggled with, still do sometimes. And after two sessions, I slept well for like a month.
That is incredible.
For me, you know, and then I might get another story like that. I have, you know, stories of people, and what I love about this company too is we get together every other month, and we have, you know, practitioner sharing session, learn from each other to connect and talk. And I have my personal stories with clients, you know, sleeping better, feeling calmer, more focused. Some kids that have the ADHD, they're able to get their work done and get focused better. And I have one young kid, he's 8, sweet little guy. He had 5 sessions and he was doing well. And then they stopped coming. And then he went to his grandma and he goes, "Can I go back and see that lady again? Because it was really helping me." And grandma's like, "Heck yeah." You know, so he's back. Yeah. And stories of like people really struggling. I have a young woman who struggled real hard with dark depression. Mm-hmm. And we get together, and I find when people make a commitment, are consistent, which I mean like come see me every week, they're staying hydrated, and maybe they might be doing other modalities of treatment, like maybe talk therapy, maybe chiropractic care, maybe they're taking healthy supplements or exercise, you know, eating better, that kind of thing. It all works together for our body. Mm-hmm. And this is just one modality. But with her, she stayed committed for probably 20 weeks. And recently I'm like reaching out to her because I'm like, "Where have you been?" You know, and she's like, "I'm doing good right now. You know, I'm starting my own business. I'm going to school." And, you know, that's the goal. It's not to stay and keep doing neurofeedback the rest of your life. It's so rewarding to see someone, you know, kind of feel like they're getting their life back and get on track.
That is amazing. I'll never forget the first time I saw an ECT performed. This was when I was in medical school, and it was being done at the VA, mm-hmm. electroconvulsive therapy.
Oh.
You've heard of that. It's kind of one flew over the cuckoo's nest type treatment. They still do it, and it actually works, believe it or not. It looks torturous. I mean, they have to have an anesthesiologist in there because they basically have to knock you out, and then they induce a seizure. So it's horrible to watch, but I'll never forget my first patient, severely depressed veteran. Mm-hmm. Who he wouldn't say anything. He moped around all day. Mm. Nothing worked. No drugs worked on him. And so they did ECT on him. I watched it. Mm-hmm. And the next morning I went to the hospital and saw him. He was in the day room. He got up on a table and was singing Hound Dog. I mean, this guy was so happy. Mm-hmm. So it really helped him. I just wonder if this is another way of adjusting the electric circuits in a brain. Obviously that's very major and dangerous as well, but I just wonder if it's a small way to almost accomplish some of the same stuff that did.
I think so from what stories of what I've seen people go through and store, like, I mean, my Greg, he's done thousands of these, and he shares stories of like someone who's been in a wheelchair for 4 years and get up and walk up the stairs. You know, I have a client who is in a wheelchair, and he's moving more. He's having more mobility and that's what his family's been sharing. And I see it in him too. But I'm like, you know, stay in the chair for right now. But no, he's doing better. Seeing people just get, like I said, kind of getting their life back. Veterans, I will say this program, I want to say a little plug in too for veterans.
Sure,
because
sure. You should.
This is a veteran founded company, and there is a nonprofit side of it that was started a year ago by Greg and Dennis Yeatman. He's our COO. They're both, retired military, and their heart and passion is to make this available to veterans for free. So through the nonprofit, not through the VA, through the nonprofit, Brain Balancing for veterans, we can offer 4 free sessions.
Oh, that is wonderful.
Now, I offer a 5th session free, and I, because part of the deal is we want to hear your story. Now, after 4 sessions, I'll usually do maybe a video testimony or written as well, and they'll share their story. For some, 4 might not be enough. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it might need 10 or 20, and I offer them at a discount for that. And some commit to that, and they want to keep coming and work through things. Sometimes neurofeedback can also, depending on what someone has going on, there might be deep things going on, trauma from the past, mm-hmm. or whatever. And it could maybe be an uncomfortable experience at first, because it might mm-hmm. stir things up.
Yep.
And so it's like, let's work through this together. And, you know.
I love it. That's almost like the ketamine therapy, IV ketamine that works for severe depression, works pretty quickly. I've seen that done too. And that's a traumatic looking thing to go through when you get IV ketamine. I mean, I have seen it work pretty well, but you know, if you could get more sessions and have a lot milder way to get better and it's painless, you know, it's certainly something that I would go through. But, you know, who more deserves it than our veterans? Nobody. And they've had all this PTSD, and my own grandfather had what they used to call shell shock from World War I. That's the same thing
as
PTSD. They called it shell shock, but repeated noises and trauma is just horrible on the brain. We see it in football. Look at all the pro football players that are coming down with dementia and committing suicide from
So our COO, Dennis Yeatman, his son was an NFL football player, and he had several brain injuries. So he ended up getting out of the NFL, and the Neurogen brain balancing helped him get back.
It's interesting. Well, I would love to meet him.
Yeah.
I would love to meet this
founder.
And
I have we can maybe bring him out here.
Maybe we should do a podcast with him too.
Oh yeah. He would be more than happy to do that. And I do have a young man I just met who is a football player, and he shared after even one session the next day at practice, he felt his throw and focus was much better. So we can talk about mental health, but we can also talk about athletes and people performing. And so for an athlete, they have to focus, okay, depending on what sport they're in. Yeah. And so Neurogen brain balancing can help them with that.
So for performance enhancing type things
yes.
too as well.
So Greg's has a couple boys that are motocross racers, and he'll give the whole team a session before a race.
That is incredible.
Yeah, I have a young lady who she's 10, and she competes with horses, and we did a session before one of her competitions, and she did well. I'm not saying, hey, you know, it's all the Neurogen, but you know, it does help with the focus.
I mean, if a lot of sports psychologists get a hold of this, you know, they could really benefit from that.
Yeah.
I know my son played professional tennis, and he had a sports psychologist starting back at UT, and then used him some in the pro ranks, but it was very helpful. Something like this would be just phenomenal, I would think.
Yep.
You know, and there's so many people out there, especially kids. Mm-hmm. We talked about COVID shutting down schools and setting these kids back, but so many kids now suffer from anxiety and depression. Mm-hmm. I think half of all kids up to age 18 have a chronic illness. Mm. And a lot of the illness is really mental illness.
Yeah. It's hard seeing it with so many people. I think anxiety and depression, they kind of go hand in hand sometimes. And seeing that with so many people, the anxiety, you know, just that they're struggling with. And but also, I have to say, seeing some of them work through this is I'm not saying it's a cure-all, but it definitely, I've seen some people, they even after one session, they're calmer, relaxed, they're able to focus. And who notices it more is not necessarily them, but the people around them. It might be their teacher at school. It might be their spouse. It might be their kids. So that's another thing that it's like, they'll tell me, I don't know if it's working or not. And I go, well, what are the people around you saying? Well, they've noticed I'm a little calmer and focused. So it's something
really
to be said for
the
that.
I idea of this and the fact that they just sit there. Do they kind of meditate or just think about whatever they want to do,
some do
while you're looking at the board?
Some do. I'm starting to encourage my clients to, after a session, please don't dive back into busyness for a bit. Even if you just go sit in your car for 10 minutes and meditate for a little bit and just let it, you know, sink in a bit. I just think that it gets them more involved in the participation of it and not, because this, if they're coming to get this as like, if this is going to help fix them and expect this to like, well, you're going to help fix this. I'm like, well, it doesn't quite work that way.
They have to work on it too.
They have to work on it too. And I want to work on it with them along the path, but I'm not this is not like the all fix it thing.
Yeah. How about chronic pain patients? Have you experienced with some of that? Because there's so many people out there with chronic pain.
And I'm not smiling because I'm happy for pain. I'm smiling because there is protocols that we have that do help with the chronic pain. So the brain is telling that body part, pain, it hurts here, you know, my arm or my leg or my back. And so we do a protocol where we address the pain, a protocol called pain and chronic pain. And then we can go to the body part. So let's say it's their back or their knee. And what we'll do is we'll ground the one base, we'll ground, not with these leads, but we'll ground the wire in the center of where that pain is. And then I can set up leads that go all the way around it. They cross each other. And then I run the system twice, and it's crossing through that area of the pain. And what it's doing is it's sending in picowatts of energy through that area to help cells to heal.
Does that work on the same basis as, say, like a TENS unit? I've used a TENS unit many times on my own back. And that it works because it interrupts pain signals, but
I think it's I'm not the expert on that part, but you don't feel it.
Yeah.
So it's
and
not.
You definitely feel a TENS.
Yes, I was going to say you do feel a TENS unit. So I don't. It would be interesting to know, but
to compare them.
But yeah. So like if I have someone who maybe they have a stroke in the pons area, so I can run the lead. I do the pain, the net, the head, a stroke protocol. And then I can run the leads of negative and positive energy down each side of the neck and then run the energy through there to help with that healing. Yeah.
Makes sense. Do you have any patients that you've worked with dementia? Maybe improving memory?
Well, I
working
have
on the hippocampus?
I do have clients asking about that, especially memory. Some people, seniors, are concerned about their memory, you know, and so we do have protocols to help with that. So it might not necessarily, like, it's not going to cure dementia or Alzheimer's, but it can help maybe improve the quality of their life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So anything, little things, like even with someone who's had a stroke, the little things that can help them, you know, feel better, function better than from where they're at their low point is a good thing.
I love the idea of this. Without medications. That's what I love about it. I mean, given the right circumstances, the body has an amazing way of healing itself.
Right.
And really, our bodies are electrical beings. I mean, that's why I have grounding on my mattress. I mean, you've got to ground, you know, with the dirt.
Yep.
You have to think about that electrical current and what it's doing to your body because, you know, if you get technical about it, every bit of energy comes from electricity in our bodies through that electron transport chain, which is responsible for producing ATP through your mitochondria. You know, you can get deep on it, but it's certainly a real thing. I mean, for anybody to think this is hokey, mm-mm, you don't know what you're talking about. And this stuff really is amazing, and it works. And, you know, in talking to you, I know your heart's in it because you're not doing this for money. This is not hokey. From the minute I met you, I knew you were doing this because you wanted to help people. And, you know, you're not as old as I am, but you're old enough to really want to make a difference. And you mm-hmm. realize that's why we're here, right. to help other people.
Right.
I saw Bob Dylan last night, and I won't tell you how good he was, but he does have the song. It's called Serve Somebody.
Mm.
And that's the only song, that the old song that he sang, that I heard that last night. But I really took that to heart, because you're really serving people doing this.
Mm.
And, you know, it's not easy. You've done a lot of training for this. And it's a great option. I think I may sign up, too, just to
try
see
it
if
out.
You can help me sleep better.
And it's a tool. God's our healer. And
yeah.
so that's something yeah. that it's not me. It's you know, it's a tool. And
great.
It's a great tool. That, and there's science behind it. There's research coming out using the system. You know, so it's definitely real. And, you know, reach out if you think this is something that can help you or someone you care about.
I think I'd rather do that than take a psychedelic mushroom for PTSD, wouldn't you?
Yes.
So we're going to wrap this up. But so who's an ideal candidate to come visit you? And I'll put all your stuff on. I've got her brochures, Christy Schultz, in all my offices. So if you want to contact her, and we'll put all the information at the bottom of this podcast. But who would be some really good patients that would benefit by what you do with this?
Well, I think definitely if you're a veteran who's struggled with PTSD or anxiety or depression or sleep issues, and you don't want to maybe, I'm not a doctor, so I don't say take medication or not take medication, but if you're looking for an option, this is something I think that would be worth trying. Also, I give the discount to for first responders. I have a heart for first responders,
so,
you know, fire and, I mean, law enforcement. You see things, do things, help people. And so, you know, maybe there's some situation that you've had experience with that you're struggling with. You know, if this is something that that can help, I'm happy to, please reach out to me for that. It can help, like our CEO says, is can anybody who's breathing, you know,
yeah.
can
well,
maybe benefit
like.
From this, you know?
I mean, who doesn't have anxiety?
And like yeah. I said, too, it doesn't, maybe it's someone who wants to focus better on a test. I mean, I have mm-hmm. a college student son, and I'm like, you're having a test, you know, let's try the academic protocol and see how that helps you with focus on, you know, an exam or something. So I think, you know, anybody, you know, kids with ADHD, even parent or adults, I have a couple of them. Anger, insomnia is a big one mm-hmm. that a lot of, seems like that's pretty rampant
yeah.
for a lot
anybody
of people.
Anybody my age, nobody sleeps well.
Yeah, big time. And also some people who've been in grief and they're wanting some extra support through that
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times emotional trauma causes all kinds of diseases that I
yeah.
see every day. And if you get to the root cause of
yeah.
all these autoimmune issues they have and real disease, a lot of it started with emotional trauma. I've done many shows on it. If you go back and look at them, but this would be another tool for healing that for sure. But and it's nice to have somebody like you who has such a heart for people. You know, sometimes you can get around somebody and they just give off that vibe of healing. You give that vibe to me. I really know who's a healer
wow.
and who isn't. And you are definitely a healer. Whether you call yourself one or not, you are. I can tell. So, you know, you have a gift.
Oh, well,
you really
I just,
do. You really
I want
do.
To thank you for, you know, inviting me to be here and be a part of the work you do and also being part of this podcast and sharing. I appreciate it.
Well, Christy, thank you so much. Christy Schultz, she's with Neurogen, and the information will be at the bottom of the podcast. If you think she may be able to help you, please don't hesitate to contact her. Thanks. We'll see you guys again next week.